BBC News with Marion Marshall. About 100,000 people have gathered in the centre of the Norwegian capital, Oslo, to remember victims of the attacks, which killed 76 people on Friday. Many carried flowers, others hugged each other as they sang hymns. From Oslo, Steve Evans.
Tens of thousands of people, on one estimate 100,000 people, have been walking quietly through the streets of Oslo. Most are carrying flowers, and occasionally they hold them aloft as though they're torches. People are congregating at the edge of the cordoned-off zone where the bombs shattered buildings, though the barriers have been moved back through the day, leaving a small remaining cordoned area of the worst damage in the city centre. Many more people are congregating at the cathedral in a dense, quiet mass of people.
Norwegian police are now investigating the possibility of a wider plot after the man accused of carrying out the attacks, Anders Behring Breivik, told a court he was part of a network, including two other cells. The Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Stoltenberg, has said he believes Norway will be changed by Friday's killings, but it will remain an open and democratic society. Speaking to the BBC, Mr. Stoltenberg said he'd been due to speak at the island youth camp the day after the shootings and knew personally some of those who were killed or wounded.
I knew many of them, and I also knew many of the parents, relatives, friends of those who died. People in Norway are in deep grief. They are still shocked, but we also see a Norway which is very unified and where people are standing really together to comfort each other and to take care of each other.
The International Monetary Fund has warned the United States that it must resolve its debt crisis quickly or risk a severe shock to the American economy. The IMF said that if American lawmakers fail to agree a new debt ceiling by next week, it would also affect global financial markets. From Washington, Mark Mardell has more.
America is this close to the brink because of the ideological chasm between President Obama's Democrats and the newly reinvigorated Republicans who are in control of the House of Representatives after last year's midterm elections. Many of the new Republican members were backed by the economically conservative Tea Party movement and campaigned promising to deal with America's ballooning debt and what they see as bloated government spending. Most expect a last-minute deal will be done, but it won't be easy when the system means the two parties have to agree and the political reality is there's very little common ground.
President Obama has announced a new strategy to combat international organized crime, saying it represents a growing threat to the United States and its allies. In an executive order, Mr. Obama imposed economic sanctions, including an asset freeze, on four criminal groups: the Italian Camorra, the Japanese Yakuza, the Mexican drugs cartel Los Zetas, and the Brothers Circle, based largely across the former Soviet Union. BBC News. Flooding in eastern Ghana has forced about 10,000 people to flee from their homes and has left four people dead. A regional disaster coordination official described the situation as getting out of hand. He said the Birim River in the eastern region had burst its banks. Several of the main organisers of last week's anti-government protests in Malawi have gone into hiding. 19 people were killed in violence as security forces were deployed during demonstrations against the high cost of living. President Bingu wa Mutharika said he would, as he put it, smoke out the organisers if they return to the streets. But one has told the BBC that activists will not be intimidated. The Vatican has taken the rare step of recalling its ambassador to Ireland amid unprecedented tension with the Irish government over the issue of child abuse by Roman Catholic priests. It follows strong criticism of the church by the Irish Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, after a report was published accusing the church of sabotaging an investigation into the rape of children. Our Ireland correspondent, Mark Simpson, reports.
The historic bond between the Irish government and the Vatican is no more. In fact, where once there was affection, there's now confrontation. The unprecedented attack on the church last week by the Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny was designed to provoke a response. The Vatican is taking its time before doing so, but by recalling its papal nuncio from Dublin in order to take part in consultations in Rome, it is publicly recognising the seriousness of the situation.
The Turkish Football Federation has delayed the start of the new season for 5 weeks, while investigations continue into match-fixing allegations involving some of the country's leading clubs. The first games in Turkey's top league will now be played on September the 9th. More than 30 people have been remanded in custody, including the chairman of the champions, Fenerbahce. BBC World Service News.